AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is making an analogy as the war between Russia and Ukraine rages. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president likens it to little kids fighting.
Sometimes you let them fight for a little while. You see it in hockey, you see it in sports. The referees let them go for a couple of seconds, let them go for a little while before you pull them apart.
Saying he relayed that analogy yesterday in a call with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who vowed to retaliate for Ukraine's recent drone offensive deep inside Russia.
It's probably not going to be pretty.
The president spoke alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says the president must be the one to make the war end.
He is the key person in the world.
While stressing Germany is on Ukraine's side.
And we are trying to get them stronger and stronger just to make Putin stop this war.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say at least five people, including a one-year-old child, his mother and grandmother, were killed in a nighttime Russian drone attack in northern Ukraine. Elon Musk lambasted President Trump's signature bill on tax cuts and spending.
I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
The president suggested Musk misses being in the White House. President Trump also said he had a good talk on tariffs and trade with China's Xi Jinping.
He invited me to China and I invited him here. We both accepted. So I'll be going there with the First Lady at a certain point, and he'll be coming here hopefully with the First Lady of China.
An immigration judge granted bond to a Massachusetts high school student, Marcelo Gomes da Silva, who was arrested on his way to a volleyball practice last weekend. Authorities say the agents were looking for the teenager's father. Sean Diddy Combs is being warned he may be kicked out of his sex trafficking trial in New York. The judge says Combs was looking at the jury and nodding vigorously during cross-examination. This is AP News. A federal judge ruled the Trump administration must restore hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding.
And thousands of service workers must be reinstated in about two dozen states. The temporary block on the agency's cancellations of grants and early discharge of Corps members only applies to states that sued in April. In April, termination notices were sent late on a Friday, directing grantees to immediately shut down their projects. The states sued, saying the administration did not provide the legally required notice and comment period. The agency is, however, allowed to proceed with its reduction in force plans. The agency employs more than 500 full-time federal workers and sends roughly 200,000 Corps members across the country as part of its service programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The number of people filing for jobless benefits last week rose to the highest level in 8 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.